I like having an FAQ section generally toward the bottom of the page, because basically what you're doing is you're creating with that homepage, you're making the best case for working with you. This is Ask Wes, a mini-sode where I take questions from you, my audience, about all things small business websites, digital marketing, email marketing, and everything else that'll help you be found by more people and help you turn those people into paying customers and clients. So listen up here, I guarantee at least one of these answers will help you too. Let's get to the first question. We have nonstop performance issues with our site. Is the ocean theme for WordPress with Elementor a suitable replacement? So yeah, I don't know what exactly you're doing now where you're having nonstop performance issues. But yeah, I love WordPress with Elementor. The thing is, I think the ocean theme would be fine, but I tend to use the Hello theme because it's put out by the exact same people who do Elementor. So it's made right out of the box to play very nicely with it. So unless you have a reason to use the ocean theme, I would go with Elementor and then the Hello theme. That's probably going to be your best bet. Okay. Next question is from Party Go Round. Hey, Party Go Round. We own a bounce house rental company, Jumping Castles for Kids. Always hear Wes talk about solving the problem. What am I solving? So basically, every business solves a problem, right? For you, it's the problem is we want to have a great party for our kids. That's the problem. These don't have to be problems in the true sense of like, you know, our sink is clogged or we have termites. It can be something like that. Like, we want to come up with something great for our kids' birthday party. What do we do? That's their problem. So then, and then the other problem could be, what are the problems that people will have with other bounce house companies? You know, is it the equipment is old? There's no one around to fix stuff if it breaks. Think about that stuff. So first of all, think of the major problem you're solving, which is what do we do for the birthday party? And then secondly, you also want to answer the problem that they might encounter with your competition and how you are different. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. The next question is from Brad Wolfgrim. And he says, I was told that having an FAQ section on my homepage is not good. What are your thoughts? Yeah, I don't know who told you that, Brad, but I disagree. I like having an FAQ section generally toward the bottom of the page because basically what you're doing is you're creating with that homepage, you're making the best case for working with you. One of the things that you want to give all the other information first, you know, what you do, why it matters, benefits, testimonials, then there's naturally going to be hesitations and objections that people have when it comes to working with you. So the FAQs is a fantastic place to address those. So these can either be actual FAQs, as we know them to be, you know, questions people ask you all the time. They can also be things that maybe people aren't actually asking you, but you know that they're objections people are likely to have, right? I don't know exactly, you're a pest control company. So what are those hesitations? Might it be, I have a dog, I'm worried about the chemicals. And then your FAQ would write that out as a question, you know, do you use harmful chemicals to my pet? And then you would just, assuming you don't, I don't know how it works, but assuming your chemicals aren't harmful to pets, you would use that as the answer. And that's really good to have at least five or six of your best FAQs and your best objection busters right on the homepage, and then round out, you know, your FAQs page with all of them, like maybe 20 or so. Does that make sense? All right, cool. Which software do you use for a spin to win lead magnet? So this is a great question that unfortunately I don't have an answer out of the box. This is something I've talked about on my channel before because, you know, lead magnets are really powerful. You need them to build your email list, which is critical for businesses, especially going into 2021. You need that email list that you can always market to. So the spin to win wheel is, you've probably seen it before. They're usually more on retail sites where you go there. There's usually some kind of a pop-up where it's like a wheel of fortune, basically, and it says, hey, put in your email address for a chance to spin the wheel to see what kind of offer or discount you're going to get. So the question is, what software do you use? I have never actually done this myself, and I don't know, but I do know there's a few categories here. The first one is basically a software as a service, where it's a membership, right? You pay a monthly fee or a yearly fee to use it. The other version is more of a WordPress plugin, which you host that on your site. I would probably rather usually go with a software as a service version of that. It's generally going to have more troubleshooting and more customer support if anything goes wrong. But you want to choose one where you can kind of control the variability. You can't really control like who's going to win and when, but you always can control the probability of people. Like, because what I like to see people do on one of these wheels is include one space that's like a really good prize that's really going to entice people to do it. Because if it's just 5% off, you know, free guide, 7% off, that's not likely to get the wheel moving. But if you have one that's basically like, you know, $100 gift card or something like that, and then you can control like something that's doable for you, like 1 out of 100 people that spins will win that prize. You want to have that kind of control over it, if that makes sense. All right. So sorry, I can't give you a specific software, but that's easily Googleable. That's a word, right? So you can figure that out. All right. Next we have, I don't know who sent this one, but I'll use it anyway. How would you generate leads for a reupholstery shop targeting B2B? How would I generate leads for a reupholstery shop targeting business to business? So I think generally speaking, when you're talking business to business, LinkedIn is kind of the first thing I think of, but it's not always the best solution. It can be very expensive. So you could definitely, okay, I would probably start with SEO and Google Ads, because I think when people need something reupholstered, that's a need they have that they're actually searching for, right? You could do Facebook ads and just try to target it to people in the right business function, but that might be kind of hard. I would definitely look, do your keyword research and see if there's enough search volume for this. And B2B, I have to wonder why it's limited to B2B. Maybe it's for hotels or something like kind of who that have a bigger need for more pieces being reupholstered. So basically you would want to do a Google ad. Keeping in mind, most people are not going to type in anything like B2B reupholstery. That's just not how people's mind work. They're probably not going to think that far ahead. They're probably just going to do reupholstery. So your job then is to craft your Google ad, the title and description, to basically let them know that you're for business to business. Specifically, what kind of work do you do? Then anyone searching for reupholstery is the people that are not business to business, they're going to see that listing and not click on it, meaning you don't have to pay for it. But then the businesses that do, they will click on it probably because they know you specialize in them. And then those are the only ones you have to pay for. That's probably the best bet, I just off the top of my head. So hopefully that works out. That'll do it for this round of Ask Wes. Now be sure to follow me on Instagram at Wes McDowell. And if you want half off your web hosting, just visit wesmcdowell.com/hosting for an exclusive 50% off discount on my hosting plan of choice, Bluehost. Once again, that's wesmcdowell.com/hosting. See you soon.